The contract will give Davis a base pay of $238,000, the same as her predecessor, Pedro Martinez, and more than $70,000 in benefits, including back pay, a vehicle allowance, and attorney's fees. Davis says the contract is fair.
I haven't been paid as a superintendent for over 14 months, so this isn't like, oh, all of a sudden I came up with this idea.
Davis was appointed interim superintendent in October of last year and officially assumed the title this summer. The board elected not to conduct a national search and to tap Davis instead, which raised concerns in the community. The two most contested parts of her compensation package are, one, the back pay of $58,000, and two, a generous vehicle allowance. The board received a flurry of disapproval during public comment from residents like Cleo Strait, Zach Rebekas, and Andra Murray.
It seems that we should really be putting our emphasis of our monies onto the students. Right now, our students are lacking.
Our schools are so overcrowded. We have children that are learning in mobile homes that don't have air conditioning nor heaters.
All I urge you to do is be a little more fiscally responsible and not put all the money on the table up front.
Michael Malloy, board counsel for the district, defended Davis's compensation as comparable to other school districts of the same size.
The consensus is that the main thing that impacts favorably or unfavorably student academic performance is the stability of the superintendent position. So it's good to have someone and to know what you're sticking with. And there's a price to be paid for that.
Malloy says unlike previous superintendent contracts, there will be no automatic extension past the agreement, which expires in 2018. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.